turning disagreements into agreements. There will be multiple times in life and in relationships where we do not agree on something. We first should spend some contemplative time with ourselves to fully understand our own perspective. We may ask ourselves, are we being defensive about a past experience which has nothing to do with this situation or person? Are we lugging around old baggage? Are we creating a story to justify our reaction? Or are we coming from a negative emotional state? I love the following example Wayne Dyer once shared on this topic. He asked, if you squeeze a lemon, do you get orange juice? If you squeeze a grapefruit, do you get apple juice? Of course, the answer is when squeezing something, you get whatever is inside. It is important to always keep in mind that when you are upset about something, are you appropriately responding after careful thought, or are you just reacting based on your current internal condition? After reviewing our thoughts and behavior from a clear, comprehensive perspective, we are ready to respond appropriately. Now we can engage in a conversation with the other person. Our thoughts are ready to be articulated clearly. You know, it is also critical that we listen carefully without judgment to the perspective of others. Within this exchange, we may find we want to apologize for something. We may also determine we need to forgive ourselves and the other person for feelings that have been hurt due to this misunderstanding. You know, it takes a lot of maturity for both people to be able to discuss each other's thoughts and feelings and then go on to forgive one another for mistakes neither person meant to make. We are only human in this aspect of trial and error. It's important to remember that from failure, we learn what works and what doesn't work in a relationship. This is the beginning of building a solid foundation. Remember, we are all humans and we all make mistakes. When you forgive yourself for your own mistakes, you can then forgive others more easily. When we come from a place of forgiveness and love, turning disagreements into agreements is much easier to obtain. I'd love to end this podcast with one of my favorite prayers. It's a prayer for forgiveness. If I have harmed anyone in any way, either knowingly or unknowingly, through my own confusions, I ask their forgiveness. If anyone has harmed me in any way, either knowingly or unknowingly, through their own confusions, I forgive them. And if there is a situation where I am not yet ready to forgive, I forgive myself for that. If someone is not ready to forgive me, I forgive them for that. For all the ways that I harm myself, negate, doubt, belittle myself, judge, or be unkind to myself through my own confusions, I forgive myself. I forgive myself for any action or word spoken that have not been from a place of love. I forgive others that had taken action or spoken words that were not from a place of love. I forgive myself and others. I love. One love, everyone. Go and spread your love.